Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. That's in Luke 1:38. I read an article some time back of a Christmas program in which it stated this. Some years ago, a Christmas musical included Mary saying, "If the Lord has spoken, I must do as he commands. I will put my life into his hands. I will trust him with my life." If we read the Christmas story, we know that that was Mary's response to the surprising announcement that she would be the mother of the Son of God. Can you imagine that? Being the mother of our Savior? Whatever the consequences of God's choice for her, she was able to say, "May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary was ready to surrender her life to the Lord, even if it meant that she might be disgraced in the eyes of everyone in the world around her knew her. And because she trusted the Lord so completely with life, she became the mother of Jesus and could celebrate the coming of our Savior, the one they had been waiting for. Mary took God at his word, accepted his will for her life, and placed her life in God's hands. Did we read and hear what took place? Mary sets an example for all of us to follow. First, she took the Lord at his word. That means she didn't question, argue, try to explain away or rationalize what he had to say to her. She took him at his word to the point of doing what he had said she should do and not ignoring him. She accepted what was told to her for her life. Secondly, Mary accepted not only God's word, she accepted his will for her life. Accepting what our Lord told her was her path to follow. That's not easy for many of us. We have our own plans and desires, and they often conflict with what the Lord calls us to do, and thus we tend to follow our own heart and desires, not his. Thirdly, Mary placed her life in God's hands. To place our lives in his hand means we do our very best to live and go in the direction he calls us to live and go in. Not always easy or worry-free, it is simply his will and the best way for us to live our lives, if we're simply wanting to follow him. Because I know that as we do, he provides, even if it seems difficult at times. Do what he's told us to do, not do our best to figure out a way to get around it or stump past it. Simply submit completely. Well, there we have it. God's plan for those of us who wish to seek him, to seek after him, live for, and follow him. All in the Christmas story, exampled by one young lady who listened, accepted, and submitted to what God told her was going to happen in her life. That's what it takes to truly celebrate Christmas. To believe what is completely unbelievable to many people, to accept God's will for our lives, and to place our lives and ourselves in his service, trusting him as we place our lives in his hands. That we will be used of God to impact those around us, which always includes our closest loved ones. Only then will we be able to celebrate, really celebrate, the true meaning of Christmas. As we seek for Christ today, we all should ask the Holy Spirit to help us trust God with our lives and turn the control of ourselves, our lives, over to him. And when we do, our lives will never be the same. And then we're going to say with a smile that goes from ear to ear, "Merry Christmas." Prayer thoughts for today. Trisha's surgery went well and it's healing, and so we just praise God for that. Bob Mueller just needs our prayers as the infection is back. There's lots of people who've lost loved ones in the recent days and months. Those battling cancer, the situation in the Middle East, our nation, our churches, our families. And then around the holiday, we hear and see more and more of those who are struggling in the world around us. And yet we know they're going to be here according to what Jesus spoke of in Mark 14. I think this Christmas, we need to thank the Lord for what we do have, what we can give and do to help others, as we're able to help those around us, and then recognize he provides for all our needs, including what we need to follow him. If we just trust him, we can't solve all of the problems. He can. and we place them in His hands. Take a few moments in prayer, and then just praise God for what He's doing, and have a Merry Christmas.